And let's get the news in detail now from Susan Jackson.
Keir Starmer will become Britain's next Prime Minister after his Labour Party stormed to a landslide victory in the UK general election. A number of high-profile Conservative politicians have lost their seats in the heavy defeat, which the outgoing Prime Minister Rishi Sunak described as sobering. From London, our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
Former British Prime Minister Liz Truss was among the senior Tories to lose their seats this morning as the Labour Party landslide that had been predicted came to pass. Jacob Rees-Mogg, Grant Shapps and Penny Mordaunt are also out, with Rishi Sunak, who held his seat in Yorkshire, now en route to London to relinquish his position as Prime Minister to Labour leader Keir Starmer. Mr Sunak accepted defeat earlier, acknowledging responsibility for his party's devastating election result. Reform Party leader Nigel Farage won on his eighth attempt to become an MP, taking the seat in Clacton, with Reform taking another three seats also. Mr Farage warned the Labour Party he was coming for them. Within hours, Keir Starmer will be en route to Buckingham Palace to seek permission to form a government before returning to Downing Street, where he is expected to give a speech later this morning. Fiona Mitchell, RTE News, London.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris has congratulated Mr Starmer on his victory. He said he was looking forward to working with him as close neighbours and friends. In his victory speech, Mr Starmer said the UK was again experiencing the sunlight of hope and that it was time for a change in the landscape of British politics.
A mandate like this comes with a great responsibility. Our task is nothing less than renewing the ideas that hold this country together. Whoever you are, wherever you started in life, if you work hard, if you play by the rules, this country should give you a fair chance to get on. It should always respect your contribution, and we have to restore that.
The DUP endured a disastrous night as Sinn Féin emerged as the largest Northern Ireland party at Westminster. The DUP has lost three seats, including the defeat of Ian Paisley Jr., son of the party's founder. All 18 seats have now been filled across the north following a recount in the East Londonderry constituency for the final seat. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
The biggest story of the election in Northern Ireland is undoubtedly the one no one saw coming. North Antrim was viewed as a jewel in the party's crown, having been the stronghold of its founder, Ian Paisley. But Ian Paisley Jr. has suffered a humiliating defeat by the leader of the traditional unionist voice, Jim Allister, who overturned a majority of more than 12,000 votes to win by 450. The DUP also lost Lagan Valley, the seat of its former leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, and South Antrim, leaving it with five Westminster seats. Sinn Féin retained its seven seats, meaning it's now the largest Northern Ireland party at Westminster, as well as the biggest party at Stormont and in local government. Alliance lost its deputy leader Stephen Farry in North Down, but gained Lagan Valley. But the story of the night is the fall of the House of Paisley. Vincent Kearney, RTÉ News, Belfast.
Speaking on this programme, the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald said one of the biggest opportunities from the UK election was the chance for Irish-British relationships to reset.
I hope that Keir Starmer will avail of the political space and mandate that he has to repeal the legacy legislation and to reset that relationship, to honour the Good Friday Agreement in its totality and to work in real partnership with all of us to make life better for people in the north but right across the country.
And there's full coverage of the UK election results on the RTÉ app and website. And on television, there will be a special election results programme on RTÉ One at midday. In other news, the Governor of the Central Bank has urged the government to stick to its own spending rule, limiting the overall annual increase in spending to 5% in the upcoming budget. Gabriel McLouf also advised the new Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, that it will be necessary to strike the right balance to avoid the risks of overheating and damaging the competitiveness of the economy. In a pre-budget letter, Mr. McLouf said it was time for temporary or non-core spending put in place to deal with the fallout from the Ukraine war to be considered permanent for the purposes of the spending rule. People living in direct provision who've been granted international protection status must leave their accommodation from today. In recent months, hundreds of asylum seekers who have status to remain in Ireland have been ordered to leave direct provision centres or transfer to other international protection accommodation centres around the country. In a recent parliamentary question, the Minister for Integration, Roger O'Gorman, said that around 3,004 people have been written to and advised of a transfer. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
A mainly dry start with some sunny spells. However, scattered showers will move in from the west by afternoon. Some of the showers will be heavy. Highest temperatures of 13 to 17 degrees with a light southwest or variable breeze.